Let us start from Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Male. We had in the Mishnah that the Rabbi Yehuda holds Af Malin as Hamedume Be'echad Umeya. That a person is permitted to be Mala as Hamedume. That means if Trume fell into Chulin, there is now Kuf Chalokim of Chulin Keneged one Chalik of Trume. So the halacha is that there's a yiradeya dika halacha and a choshen mishpat dika halacha. In hilchis yiradeya, in hilchis isa v'heta, we say that truma becomes bottle b'meya. But they bring a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, so, but there's a choshen mishpat dika halacha. There's momen ha-shevet ma'urev in this taruvis. So Chazal were not matter to eat from the taruvis, unless it'll be magbia one chalik, and if it's, and it'll give it to a kohen. So he has to be magbia in order for it, for him to be permitted to eat the medumah the ketfua. He has to be male one chalik, and we assume that this is truma. Is halacha of truma midarabon, and Rabbi Yehuda said that this is permissible to do in Shabbos. Frakte gemore va'amai, why is he permitted to do this in Shabbos? Hakam mesaken, he's mesaken the taruvis. So Rashi says shemevio lidei heter through that this that he's magbia the saw what fell in, so he's mata the taruvis. And what is wrong about being misakin a taruvis v'nigzabei oto tikin shayidei meloche? So, just if this will be permissible, he might be misakin a yidei meloche also. So why was Rabbi Yehuda mater to be male the so malones ameduma be'echad umei? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda ki Rabbi Elazar sfira alay. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar. The Oma, Rabbi Elazar holds Trume ba'eina machse. I consider that the Trume that became this Arif in the Taruvis is ba'en. So I consider looking at the Taruvis that there is 100 saw of Chulin and there's one saw of Trume. Which is the one saw of truma, the one I decide to take out. So memele, it is not considered like I was misakin the chulin. Like I have already in the taruvis, I don't have issa. I have 100 saw of chulin and one saw of truma, and the one saw is the one I'm going to take out. So that is not considered a tikkun. Svirle, the Omar Trume ba'ena mechse. He holds that the Trume is lying ba'en in the Taruvis. Let us see Rashi. Kabeleza, the Omar Trume hoyel v'nitna lahalois acha sheyirtze. Since he's permitted to take out anyone that he wants, and I assume that this is the Trume, ba'ena mechse. Keilu munachas levado, ve'ena meyureves, and it is not meurev. Hilkach loikom misake midi. We consider even before the hagbo, there's 100 of chulin, and one of trume. It is not considered a taruvis even before the hagbo. Where do we see such a svara? This nan we learned in the Mishneh, so trume shenoflo lepoches mimeya. A so trume that fell into a shear less than 100, a shear that was not a din bittel. Let us say for practical purposes, this so trume fell into 60 chalokim of chulin. Venidmu, and now it became medume. V'nofal min ha-medume le'moke macher. Now, one of this medume fell into another keli that was full of chulin. Rabbi Elezer Oimer midamas ketrumas vadai. So Rabbi Elezer says that this saw that fell in, I assume that this is the saw trume that fell in into the first taruvis. So memele, I will now need meya kineged this saw. V'chachomim oimrim ein hamedume medame elo lefi cheshbe. The Chachomim say, you don't need meya kineged this saw. In the first taruvis, there was a ratio, 1 to 60. One chelik of trume kineged 60 chalokim of chulim. So whatever comes out from that taruvis has the same ratio. It's 1 to 60. Ein amedume medame elo lefi cheshbein. So if we'll have in the second taruvis another 40 chalokim, so it'll be mevatel the trume. That is the svare of the Chachamim. What is the svare of Rabbi Elezer? Rabbi Elezer said, "Amoyr de kizach, that you need 100 kineged the saw that came out." So the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Elezer holds that saw shenoflo, he saw she also. That the saw that is nifrash from the taruvis, I assume that this is the saw that fell into the taruvis. That's Rabbi Elezer's svare. Rabbi Elezer holds that kach nitna aloche, that the saw she also he has saw she noflo. So one saw came out of the first taruvis. So I assume this is the saw of trume. So memele. So therefore you need meyer kenegdo. So if you assume that the saw that comes out is the saw of trume, so it seems Rabbi Elezer held a fellow in the taruvis kufa. There we consider there's one saw of trume, whichever it is, the one that's going to be taken out, that is the saw of trume, and the rest are chulim. So memele, that's why the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer, midamas ketumas vadai. I assume this is the saw. This is the saw she noflo zuhi asaw she also. As we mentioned last week, the Sfasemis says, according to this lamdis, means a Rashi in Temure, what will be if two saw will fall out from the first taruvis and fall into the second taruvis? You only need meya kenegde because there's only one saw shenaflo. The second saw is chulim. But Rabbi Elezer was mechadish, chveis, the first saw that was nifrash, this is the saw shenaflo. So memeila, if you consider such a cheshbin that in the taruvis gufi you have a saw shenaflo and the other is chulim. So memeila, so therefore, there's no din of Misakin and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Eimer de Shamet Lei Lechumre. This Svore of Rabbi Elezer is only a Svore Lechumre, that we are Machmer. That Lechumre, we assume that the Soshe also is the Soshe Noflo, the Gabi, that you need Meyer Kenegdoi. Aber Lekula Mishamet Lei, but to say Lekula that Bishas, it is ma'urit. It is already also mufresh and muvdol. So there's no din tikkun, there's no din mesakin, that you don't see from Rabbi Elezer. Zogt Rashi, Ki Rabbi Elezer dom ha'trume, hoyel v'nitno l'alais acha she'yirtze be'enei machse, kilu monachas levada, v'enei morevis, hilkach lo'y mesakin midi. So the Gemara medamas ze shenifred misham v'oyser tzadik teshel chulam ki'ilu hi trume vaday. Just as if this was trume vaday. V'chachamim ha'imrim eina medume medame chulun acherin el lefi chesh ben ha'trume shebe medume. Only according to the ratio of how much trume there is in the first mixture. Kigoy. Im trilosoi nidme samer shel chulin ayideso trume. If the first time it became dimua, because there was a taruvis of one sof truma in samachsa shel chulin. Chos rosa mimenu benofla lusoich acheirim lechashvin in truma ele samach shebesazu. So I assume that truma is only 1/60th of this sof. Umedame ad tzadik teshe kenegdai. Yesh chulin yoisimikuv kenegdai oilem. So the Gemara says, "Eime the shamet leila Rabbi Lezer, the yoma trume kemande machse beine." I consider that it is nivdal, and the rest is chulin lechumre. Lechumre, I say ledamo ketrume vaday. Aval lekule de leila hevi amalo ise b'shabes kimesaket miyoma vavaday mesaket uval kochach. Since vi nisht vi, you're not permitted to eat it before your mala, the sauce, so it's considered you're being misaken. So the Gemara is charote from this teret, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara says, no, Elohu di oma ke Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rab Shimon. What is this Rab Shimon? Kedisnan. So truma shenoflo lemeya. One saw of truma was noflo lemeya. V'loi hispik lahagbiya ad shenof la'acheres. One saw fell in. Now you had kuf alef saw. V'loi hispik lahagbiya, he was unable to take out this first saw ad shenof la'acheres. So what do we have here now? So now we have here two saw of trume, which find themselves in 100 saw of chulin. Harezu asure. So it's also, because you don't have meya keneged the truma, you only have chamishim keneged the truma. You would need 200. Ve'Rab Shimon mata, and Rab Shimon is mata. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, who the oma, Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisin, ki Rab Shimon. The oma lekula nami, keman de machse vo'eine damye. We see from Rab Shimon that the saw of Trume is Nivdal from the Taruvis. And therefore, the second saw that fell in is falling into 100. Lemeya, v'ruhuya lahaloisa, v'yiskashru achule. That would have been, if nothing else would have happened. Ache nofla acheres, but now a second saw fell into the taruvis. Va'achshav ein bo chulin kidei lahaloisa ve'echad ve'kuf. Now there is not chulin, there's not 100 kenegda. Rabbi Shimon matir, kasal kedaitach mishum de svirale kemaise keman de marse be'ene dami. That already in this taruvis we have muvdul 100 chulin, in one trume, it is not a taruvis of trume and chulin. It's moved though. The nimtzeis achroines unefeles beseich kuf shel chulin. So the achroin is falling into chulin. So here we see lekule, we say keman de machse be'enei domi. That this is not part of the taruvis. So we consider that the second one fell in to meya. Umimai, frek the Gemara, how do you know that this is the lomdus of Rab Shimon? That the lomdus of Rab Shimon is that you say command the machse be'inei, that it's muvdal from the taruvis. So you have here 100 saw chulin and 1 saw trume. Tilma hosam b'hoch kebiflegi. The tani kamis of araf agab de noflu bezechaz, command the noflu b'basachaz novim. Just like they fell in Bebasachas. And if two saw would fall in Bebasachas, so it zikha wouldn't become bottle, because you need 200 saw. V'ho lecham shinofla, v'ho lecham shinofla. Rab Shimon sovar, Rab Shimon holds, kamaise didn't fall Bebasachas. Is kamaise bottle b'meye. So as soon as the first saw fell in, it became bottle. So what's that bittle? So in Yeredeye we hold, I have now 101 saw of chulin. Because the iser trume becomes bottle b'mei. V'hoti botel b'meyeh v'chat. So m'meyla the second one, not that it's moved though, that it shot as I have 101 of chulin, v'hoti botel b'meyeh v'chat. So the second saw his bottle in 101. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So l'chez doch noch besser. So there's 101 over here. So zichen not called amisaken. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Bottle bekuv v'havale kikulu chule. That is true. In Yeredei Yitake it became bottle without being magbiyah. Aber miu, kiven de tzorich lahaloisa. Aber lemaisa, that's the Yeredeya, but Chazal answered that he should eat since there is a gezel involved. So Chazal said one is not permitted to eat from the taruvis unless it'll be magbia aso to be give to the koyim. So, fact the Gemara, so in the din of Misakin, it's still considered a Misakin. Vinisht vi, I feel you have 101 of Chulin. Aber al koponim, but this 101 of Chulin is not permitted to be eaten till you mean magbiya one to give to the koi. Ukiven de tzorech la aloi sa kocha chamal a Misaknoi. So, memele, so it's no raya from Rabshimin, that one would be permitted to meet Magbiya Asa in Shabbos to make it permissible to eat. And for the Gemara, Elohuda Omar ki Rabbi Shimon ben Alosa. Gemara says no, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Alosa. The Sanya Rabbi Shimon ben Alosa Reimer, Noisein Einov Bitzad Zeh, Ba'oichel Mitzad Ach. Rabbi Shimon ben Alosa holds that we had mentioned before that Be'emison in Yeredeye Truma becomes bottle B'meyeh. So Memele, so the Iser Truma is bottle afilu before your Mafreshi. Now there's a Din Gezel, that one is not allowed, there's a Din Gezel Hashevet, since it says Momen Hashevet Me'uriv in the Starubis. So Chazal said, Kozman, you're not Mafred. One saw, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, you don't have to be makbiyet bepoyo. Noisin einov bitzadze. If he'll look at one chelik, one saw, so and he's miyachid, without a pu'ula, but with machshove, he's miyachid that this saw is going to be mafresh to give to the kahanim. Po'oichol mitzadache. So memele, since you do not need a maisa hafroshe, Eses Rashi says, the whole iser of misakin is nigzebe otu tikin shayidei meloche. So if you need a tikin of a maisa, so we say that now he's being misakin ayidei a maisa hagbo. If this will be permissible, sometimes it will be misakin ayidei meloche. But if you don't need v'chlal ha'maisin gansin, b'machshav alone, it is also sufficient. So memele, so therefore get the gol nishton. So memele, zut Rashi, reisen einu b'medu mitzad zel ha'loise l'trume, v'oichu b'tzad ache, hilka. Hoyu u'b'loi ha'lo maschul v'oichu. Since without the ha'lo, is maschel voichel, ain't tikkun ba'halosa. So there's no tikkun whatsoever ba'halosa. It's mutter ba'achile, a filo without ha'halosa. So therefore it's not considered a misake. Frek de gemore, umi sova alei kevosei. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Vor miflik poligelave. The Sanye Rab Yehuda Oimer Mal and Asamadume Echodumeyo Rab Shimon Ozoraim and Noisneinu Bitzad Zeva Oichel Mitzad Acher. And for the Gemara, the Rab Yehuda Adife mit Rab Shimon ben Alosa. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, Va Miflik Poligalave. Va Oma, Kiven the Efshel Lei. L'me'eved oinig Shabbos b'chiyai gavne litain eino b'tzad ze v'lechel b'tzad ache ein malin. He says, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that since it could be done without a pula, so a pula is also. The Rabbi Yehuda Adife Mekel Tvei Pulte. Va'amah Akivin the Yochalit Neino Bitzad Zeh. The Lechel Bitzad Zeh. Lo Yehavi Misakin Ba'alo Sayumalan. Since it can be done with the Daisen Neino, so the Allah alone is not considered a Misakin. So the Mele, so the Maskonis HaGemore is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the Tikkun HaTaruvis can be accomplished without, with Nois and Einov, so the Allah alone is also Gonish. Afil is Male, it's Loi Malo Moirit. Zot the Mishnah. Ha'even shall pi ha'chovis. Ha'even that is al pi ha'chovis. This we'll see in Rashi, there's wine in the chovis. And he wants to get the heaven off. Mato al tzido vehinei falas. So he goes and tilts the chavis. The heaven falls. And he takes out the wine. Zutrashi. Mato al tzido. Mato chavis al tzido. Amtsoch litol min hayayim. Vehaven ei falas. Velo yitleno biyadayim. Not permitted to take off the heaven alone. He has to be Minaya. Hoiso beina chavis. What happens if this chavis was situated between other chavis? Magbia. So now he's permitted to lift up. This is a greater heter. This is a heter of tiltel. Before we only had a heter of near. Wasn't considered tiltal behedya. Here he's metaltal, he lifts up the chavis, and he takes it away, we'll see, because since it's beina chavis, he cannot tilt it, because by tilting it, he might break the other chavis. So he picks it up, and takes it out of this area where there are other chavis. He takes it out of a danger area, that now that he'll be mate, it won't fall on any of the chavis. Umat al tzida vehinei falas. Zogt Rashi, hoysa bein achovis, viyorei shaloi tipel ha'evin al achovis, viyishabre. Here he's afraid that the evin might fall on the chovis and break them. Magbiel lechovis kula, so he lifts up the whole chovis. Umisalko mi bein achovis, and he takes it Mibein achovis. Now it is not surrounded anymore from chovis. Visham mata al tzida. And there is mata al tzida. Rabbi Kiveger makes a whole diuk from one word in Rashi. Visham. What does Rashi mean to say? Visham mata al tzida. So Rabbi Kiveger loim pshat in Rashi. Visham mata al tzida means as follows. That Kozman was Mu'uriv Bein Achovies, he was unable to be Menayer Dev. Fine. So he takes it out of this area. But the minute it is out of the danger zone, he has to put it down and be Menayer. Frekt Rabbi Kiveger, why should it be like this? Since he has the Mukts in his hand already. So we have a klal that if you're holding already Mukts, you're permitted to continue carrying it. The Isser is the Netila, but after you're holding it in your hand, you're permitted to carry. So he's Madgish. Afilu, you'll say, there's a Machlikis, Levin Ha'iza wants to say that this Halacha only applies to a Kli Shemalach Tel Isser, that there is a Heter Tzeich Gufi Tzeich Mekoimoy. So Memele, there is a Heter Tiltel. So here, since he has it in his hand, he's allowed to move it further. Masha Enkein, if a person has Eitzim Vavonim, so Memele in the guard of his hand, Beheter or Beisa, so then he's Mukhuyib to put it down. In fact, Rabbi Keveger, but this Chavis, since this Chavis is Mutal Tzeirach Gufayim Akaymir, we'll see in the Gemara that this Chavis never became a Bosis, so Memele, a person is permitted Tzeirach Gufayim Tzeirach Mekaymir, so therefore he doesn't understand that what Rashi said, Visham. Visham mata al tzida. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Moi sha'alaka. A person had money on a pillow. Minayir esaka. So the same halacha. He shakes off the pillow. Vein noifles. Haisa olav lishleshes. What? On this car, there was a lishleshes. He on the side it says, Perish tsayas ta'anigoylem. He wants to lie on this pillow, but it is very umbatam to lie in the pillow if there's tsayas ta'anigoylem. Mikamcha bismalto. So he's allowed to wipe this off with ashmate. But he's not permitted to pour water on it. Because we'll say, Shriyose zeu kibusai. Hoysa shel oil. But what if this car was not made out of material, it was made out of leather? Noisnin oleho mayim achetichle. Then the halacha is that he's permitted to pour water on it till the lishleshes will dissolve and go off. Zot Rashi, lishleshes shum dvar mius, kigayim roik, eitzoya, mekancha bismartut, v'lo yitein oleho mayim. He shouldn't put water on it, distam kar shal begetu, u beget shriyosoi b'mayim hu kibusoi. This alone that he's soaking it in water, this is a din kibus. Oysa lishlesh zu al kal shal oir, de lav bar kibusu, de lav bar kibus, noisin oleho mayim ache tichla, umiyu kibus mamish, but to rub it together, loy, de hoye lustam korim vikastais rakim ninu, this is a soft leather, shayich lemeime buhu kibus boireis rakim, so there is such a musig of kibus. So rubbing together would fall into the category of kibbutz, since it's an oirach. Umiyu shriyosan loy zeu kibbutzan. V'chein mefurish bezvochim v'perik tam chatos. Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav. Loy shonu elo b'shecheyach. That's what the Mishnah says. He's permitted to bimato al tzido. We do not consider that the chavis is a bosis. That's tafke elo b'sheicheyach. If he forgot the even al piya chavis, avol b'meiniach, if he put it down b'kavone, nas a bosis l'dova ha'os. So it becomes a bosis l'dova ha'os. So trashi lo ishano mat al tzide de chavis elo b'shochach. Sheshochach ha'even ole b'in ha'shmoshes v'loi midas. He did not want to be, it should be there. But if meiniach nase chovis bosis l'dover ha'osa, ha'osa la'atoysa sha'af ha'chovis mukse. Let us see for 1 minute the shiltei ha'giboirim. Shilti HaGibayrin is in the Dafi Arif 118 Belaz. He brings down a machlokes of Yishayim. The top Shilti HaGibayrin, Oysalat. Berashi Perish Shochach, when is it called Shochach? Rotzaloyma, Shoyodatoi Litloi Miboidyoin. He had wanted it should not be on the Chavis at all Shabbos. V'shokchosham. So that what the Evan is on the Chavis Shabbos, that's Shaloi Midai. V'oz utabay aneya legufoy. V'atiltol l'tzayrich mekoymoy. That if he wants to use the Chavis, so neyer is mutter, v'atiltol l'tzayrich mekoymoy. He needs the mokim, so tells the palal to pick it up also. Who perish meiniach? And what is the taich meiniach according to Rashi? Chatzoloyma sheinicham al da sheyishaoru sham ha'even oy hamois biknisas haShabbos. I wanted in the beginning of Shabbos it should remain there. So memeila, if I had wanted in the beginning of Shabbos it should remain there, so he has a dinner ready of a bosses. was also letalfel on nayakla. This is Shita Sashi. Usma glavin, simenhei, samachei vatur chayim, simishantes b'shem balatrumis kosvu, vafilu heiniach ha'evin oyamois al pi achovis vaka al dashi yishoyer shom b'knisi Shabbos. I wanted it should remain there. Loi mikri meiniach leser haneir vatut. Elok sheiniach al dashi yishoyer shom koloiso Shabbos. Unless he wanted it should be there the whole Shabbos, then it becomes a boss. Menicha b'mezik they sheyitlein b'Shabbos, muta l'nai l'mocha rachovis o yakar v'hem leifus. If the intention was that it should not remain there the whole Shabbos, so memeil it never became a boss, and then neyer until till his muta. Just let us see the Ran from one nekuda. The Ran says the first Ran lo yishonu de mato al tzida b'chovis elu b'sheicheyach sheshoch ha'is yevon ole b'en ha'shmosh yishlem yidas. Nas ha'bosis l'dover ha'osa v'af la'to yisa osa sh'af ha'chovis mukzu. V'im toima frektoch the Ran v'kaimelon b'charoye shel dekel she'godron la'itzen charoye shel dekel which were cut for the purpose to be used for fuel. V'nimlach alayim liyeshiva, the yeshe b'chudmani, that alone, that he sat on it, that is a gili das, that it's miyuchid now, for a different purpose. Af al pi shaloi kosha, v'loi kosha, p'disapeg v'amet toibnin, who didn't think that's going to be used for Shabbos, as a place where to sit on. That alone, that he once sat on it, that's a gili das, that he wants to use this as a benkel, so a mele, or he used it as a benkel, so gets a teres benkel already. So putting the evin al pi chovis, he's using this pateres kisui. So why isn't this alone? The meiniach, which mitzad echod, is a chaymer of bosses, mitzad acher, the meiniach should be mutter because that's like he made it for a kisui. V'chiyechi d'hosei mahani yeshive to make it for a benkel, ochenami les gilom ba'anoches heaven al piyachovis. V'boyyoy. Yeshloimer d'hosam shani, mishim d'choroye shel dekel avidi li yeshive. This is used for sitting. Mahani buhu, so therefore it helps. It was godron leitzim. So memele, so a maise of sitting on it could be mafkia the shem muktzeh and make it a mokim amuchen leyeshiva. Avol even loy avida kisui lechavis. And even is not miyuchet to be a kisui lechavis. Shemachi lemahani bu anochen bevoid yoyim. That is what the Ran answers. Al Kolponim, the Gemara says that if he be meiniach the Evan al piachovis, so memele, then he would not be permitted to be metaltal the chovis, because then it would become a bosses. Now there's a kasha here that Rabbi Kevege brings down, the Bir Aloch and Simen Shintes, Siv Dalud brings down. L'chayre, why should it be a bosses? From the first Rashi we see that the chavis had yayin. Mafe chavis al tzidim tzorech litol min hayayin. So the chavis has wine in it. So memele, so it has wine and it has an evet. So he should be considered a bosses l'dover ha'osar or l'dover ha'mutar. That's the kasha that Rabbi Kevege and the Bir Aloche brings down. The Loch brings from the Rishonim. I was unable to find the Rishonim that asked the Kash over here, Al-Koponim. The Bir Aloch answers that the Evan that is Al-Pi Achovis is, there is no, that is a bosses to the Evan alone. Either he means as follows, he means to say that the Yayin is in, we have a Chovis, so you have the inside of the chavis, and you have the outside of the chavis. the Evan is resting on the outside of the Chavetz, so that becomes Abosis. The inside of the Chavetz says Yayim. So they are not together. They are two, they are Nivdal. Abosis L'dava Oso, Dava Muta means that the same Bosis is holding two things. The inside of the Chavetz is holding the Yayim. The top of the Chavetz, which is the outside, the Pia Chavetz is holding the Evan. So this is a bosses l'davar osa. It's a bosses l'davar mutar osa, but does not become a bosses l'davar osa or l'davar mutar. Hoysa bein achovitz. Now we're going to learn a shrek l'cheshveri gemore. And first we'll learn upon the way Taisvis learns, then we'll try to see Rashi. Rashi Rabbi Kevege blies by a tzorachi and godol is a chisi lohoven. So let us first try to figure out the Gemara upon him the way Taisvis learned the Gemara. Man tane hoisa ben achovitz, we hear in the Mishnah as follows, that if he cannot be menaya, so he has to go and pick up the chovitz with the Evan. He's metaltal it out of the area of the other chavis, and then he puts it down, and then he's minaya. But no one cholem, they should take off the stone. Usat kainen ishke cholem. Besides Agemore. Agemore held it would be a good idea to take off the stone, instead of lifting up the chavis. Man tane de cholheiche de ike isure veheteire. You have here a taruvis of Issa. Issa means mukze. Ve'heteire, and you have here heter. You have here a chavis. So the Tana tells us that the transition, the moving of the chavis, you pick up the chavis with the stone and you take both away. Ve'heteire tochino. So the Tana says you lift up the heter. You lift up the chavis. Beisure loy tochina. You don't take off the stone. He says the Gemara held that it should be a svara. You should take off the stone. Pilei ploy. What kind of heter is there to take off a stone? We'll see. But the Gemara is looking for a tana that says that you don't take off the stone. That you're toireyach beheter. Omar Rabbi Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah in Beya. The Mishnah says as follows, Haboirer Kitnias B'Yontif. A person is Boirer Kitnias in Yontif. Beishamai Oimrim Boirer Oichel B'Yoichel. One should be boirer the oichel, the oichel. One should not be boirer the psoilus mitoich oichel. The Meiri is mevayer and veye that Beishamai holds that could be mina toire boirer is mutter. Min aloche we pass this afilu la'achazman. Al kaponim, they were not matter since it's efshe la'asayse me'erev yontev. So Beishamai holds you have to make a breira with a shinui. You cannot be breira the pseilus mitoich oichel, which that is the normal derech of breira. Breira oichel v'yoichel. Ubeisilul oimrem, breira kedarkoi, v'cheikoi, v'tamchoi. He's breira kedarkoi. Now breira kedarkoi means he puts it into a large keli, and he starts taking out the pseilus. Now, in Beis Hillel, we see two chidushim. Chidush number one is that he holds, you don't have to be boirer with a shinui. Tzorich oichel nefesh. One is permitted to be boirer kederech breirer. Boirer kedak. But there's another chidush. There's a chidush that what's it? He's boirer kedarkoi. So what's he doing? He's taking out the tzoires and the psoilus and the tenoifes. He does this. So now there's a different problem. What's with mukze? There's a mukze de kishayla. That's a problem. Rabbi Kiveger in Mesechtes Beye asks the kasha. So Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, Amoyre de kechidish, but we'll see in this Rabbi Kiveger by us also. So Rabbi Kiveger wants to say that Araya from this Mishnah, Teshitas HaTaisvis, that Breire in Yontev is Mutter, Lutzeirich Eichel Nefesh. That there were metaltal, tiltal mukze is mutal letzeirich eichel nefesh. There were matamalachas letzeirich eichel nefesh. Therefore, Taisvah says that a person wants to make a pashtide in Yontiv, and the floor of the tanner is full of eifer that is mukze, you take away the eifer in order to put down the pashtide. So tiltal mukze is mutal letzeirich eichel nefesh. That's what Taisvah says. That's what Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, but Rabbi Kiveger over here says, and we'll see this klarer in our Taisvis also, that this heter only applies if you don't have another eitzer. That means if it's other razoi. I want to have pashtide, and there's eifer in the tanner, so it's either the pashtide or tiltal mukze. So tiltal mukze is mutal letzayach eichel nefesh. But if for any way I could have the Eichel Nefesh, and I can get away with that Tiltal Mukze, so then you're not permitted to be Metaltal Mukze. So now, if that is the case, Im Kainim Anachnu Bozeh, Rabbi Kiveger Taka says this over here, not the way he says in Bayin. So now now let's be Moirer again, the Shaila. Beis Hillel said, Boirer Kedalka. You don't take the Psoilus. You don't take the Bisham, I said you have to take the Oichel Mitrech Apsoilus. I'll see that's a Frumkeit in Hilchus Beire. Beis Hillel said Beire Kedark, you take the Psoilus. So Lecheire Kan Sheila Ben, good. In Hilchus Beire is Mutter. But what's with the Muktzedike problem over here? It's Muktzed. In here Lecheire Yevanetze, do what Bisham I did. You can take the Oichel. Why were you matter over here to take the psoilus is als mukze? This is a problem. So what is the teretz? So zomer ad noisem veini. So we'll see in Taisvis that the teretz is that the psoilus becomes bottle to the oichel. And it loses the shame mukze. We're going to see now a new concept that the psoilus becomes bottle to the eichel and it loses the shame mukze. But we will see this halacha only applies if you have roiv eichel and miyat psoilus. We'll understand it kipshutai, but later we'll see there's more than the pasha the pshat. So if you have roiv eichel and miyat psoilus, so the psoilus becomes bottle to the eichel. And so it's bottle, so it's mukze, so you're allowed to take the psoilus. Now let me read you off Achazenish, which is Baruch Hashem Meir Einayim. He goes on Taisvitz. So the Chazenish says as follows: V'nire da hai bittel the psoilus amuit shaloyei choshev mukze. That's what we say according to Beis Hillel. He's allowed to take the psoilus from the oichel. And Taisa says it goes through the din bittel, that it's not called mukze. Einoi be'inyin ha-bittel shel taruvis. This is not because the din bittel of taruvis. Why? Because we're going to come now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha. Since you can take the miyut psoilus from the roiv oichel, frekti gemore. So why can you take the stone off the chavis? That's going to be our gemore's kashe. Who's the tane? Who is the tane that says you have to pick up the chavis and you can't take the stone off the head from the chavis? So what was pshat in our gemore's kashe? The Muslim says going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But before we know Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have problems. What's the problem? Beis Hillel is a problem. Beis Hillel said you take the psoilus from the oichel. And Beis Hillel said that there's no problem of tiltul mukze. Because since you have roiv oichel, so the psoilus, the mukze becomes bottles, so no din of tiltul mukze. So the Gemara says, let the stone become bottle to the wine, and you should be permitted to take away the stone. Look at the whole entity, the chavis and the eben, that's like a taruvis. Like a kidney is with psoilus, and just like they're allowed to take out the psoilus, he is allowed to take it out. Zuch the chazainish, if the din bittel that we're speaking about over there, Mesechtes Bey, would be a din bittel and taruvis, so the mail it doesn't make sense over here, you don't have any taruvis. You have a chavis full of wine and a cover, that's a heaven. So what's the habipas do a din bittel? Do be'even al pi achovis ein kan taruvis. V'lo yishayich bo'i bitl. So what's pshat? Zog te'elik echazaynish. Ele inyonoi. Let's understand Beis Hillel. The oichel ha'me'uriv al yedei mukze. Ha'me'ukiv. Al yedei mukze. You have an oichel and you can't eat the oichel because there's mukze there. Mutter la hafrish amukze me yoichu, yelata bi mafrish amukze me yoichu, veloi choshiv tiltul mukze elo tikken oichu. That is pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel held, if you have over here at Taruvis, you have oichu, that is not edible because of the mukze, tiltul mukze, if the oichu is not able to be eaten without taking away the mukze, so we consider this pool a tikkun oichel, not tiltul mukze. V'loi gozru chachomim al ze mishu mukze. Chachomim won goiz al mukze. V'hilkach. V'oichel merube shori la hafrish ha mukze. You're permitted to be mafrish the mukze, because I'm being mesakin the oichel. Umei hai taime, have shori le mishkel even. So because of the same reason here, it's also oichel milk, if I can't get to the wine, because there's a stone there, so this is also oichel meukiv al yedei mukze. So this not should not be considered a pool of tiltul mukze, it's considered a pool of tikkun oichel, I can't get to the oichel. My time I was showing the Mishkel Evet before the Gemara started. Frechte Chazaynich, we just had a Psaganse Shtik Teir over here. V'yesh la'ay, the Evet shebesoicha kalkola meleya peiris. We learned on Kuf Mem Beis Amad Aleph, we had an Evet besoicha kalkola. So we have a problem about to do. It's a ganze problem. Lame loy shokil lay leaven? Kamei demut apseilas hamut mitoicha oichel. We just said over here, the ganze shtik teure, that if I can't eat the oichel without taking away the oven, so memele, that's called tikkun oichel. So may let it be the same thing over there. So the Chazanish is as follows. Yishlam the davke b'me'urev ha'pseilus b'seich ha'oichel. B'lei mishtakele shapel ha'oichel. I can't get to the yoichel. Because it's me'urev pseilus. V'tzorich b'reire. I have to be b'reire. That's what we're speaking about yontif. So there I have to be b'reire. I can't eat the yoichel. Hilkach lechoshiv tiltol mukzel atikan oichel. Aval ha'evin ainei murev. There you have over there, you have a kalkolem, below your peiris, you have an evin there also. Bein tzorich leho oichel lemishkele. You don't have to take it, you can't get to the peiris because of the evin. This peiris, there's an evin there. O be'evin al pi achovis avis al kedaitach v'shoi kimin de loy mishtakel yayin b'loy netilas evin. I can't get to the wine. So Memele, so Baruch Hashem, you can understand, according to Tosfos, the Gemara's Kasha. So now we'll understand the Kasha. Man Tane. Who is the Tane? The Chol Heicha De Ike Yisure Ve'Teire. You have Yisrael that is ma'akiv the heter. Aval pikein b'teira tachinen b'isura loy tachinen. And you're not permitted to be tereich b'Yisrael. Who is this Tana? It is not Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel says, Yeboirer kidalka. Amar Rabba Babachon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's the way Rabbi Shimon Gamliel understood Pshat in Beis Hillel. This now. Ha-boirer kitni is beyonte. Beishamai yoimrim boirer oichol voichol. So nochmo, Beishamai holds that you are boirer the oichol. Al-Silchus Breire we mentioned from the Miri. Could be Al-Silchus Mukts also. We can't know. U-Beishillu loimrim boirer kidarke becheike betamchoi. Bisanya omar Rabshimim megamliel. So now, so lechayr is not bitter. Amar Rabbi Shimon Megamliel, b'amed v'orim amurim she'oichol meruba alav seilos. When do you say that you permitted to take this stone, the seilos, and it's called tikkun oichol she'oichol meruba alav seilos? Avo seilos meruba alayichol, but we have seilos meruba alayichol. Divrei hakel boirer oichel. Then it's boirer oichel. So you see, afilu, according to Beis Hillel, if you have psoilet merube, then it's boirer oichel. Finished. So what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say so far? That there is a time, afilu, according to Beis Hillel, that it's also boirer oichel. So mamela, it's good. So the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Frag the Gemara. Wait, one second, hold on. That's true that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that there's a time that Beis Hillel hold you're not permitted to be boira the psoilus. That's what psoilus merube. But how did you fix anything? Our Mishnah is oichel merube al psoilus. You have a chav is full of yayim. You have here an Evan al Piachovis. So Mamele, here you have Oichel Meruba al Absailis. Oichel Meruba al Absailis, Afilu, according to Beis Hillel, you're permitted to take away the Absailis. And for the Gemara, Hachinami, given the boy le Mishkel, if you want to take out the wine, Loi Mishtaka le Yayin, at the shokel lo leaven. You cannot get to the wine till you take away the yevin. Kipsailes meruba al ha'oichel dom. So it's equivalent to psailes meruba al ha'oichel. Now let us see Taisvis, but let us not start from the beginning of Taisvis, because the beginning of Taisvis is busy slugging up Rashi. Let us start in the middle of Taisvis. Al kain yira la rabbeinu tam. The taima mishum v'chi oichel meruba la psoilus. When you have oichel meruba la psoilus, havi psoilus ke botol legabe ruba. So the psoilus becomes botol to the rein. Umuta litloi min oichel. So one is permitted to take it from the oichel. Ulezelka. Avol psoilus meruba al ha'oichel. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have psoilus meruba al ha'oichel. Loi bota loi psoilus legabe oichel. Then it is not considered that the psoilus is bottled to oichel. Whatever I'm doing, you have loi psoilus over here. So it's not considered, I'm being misakin the oichel. Loi bota loi psoilus legabe oichel. Let us see the end of Magia. The oichel loi bota legabe psoilus. That's also true. The oichel is in bottled to the psoilus. Bishim dechoshi, va'al kain, boire res oichel, then you boire the oichel. Agav urche, that's what it says on the side that the oichel is not bottled to the psoilus, because there's a Rashi in Beye says if you have psoilus meruba al oichel, the oichel becomes bottled to the psoilus, v'kulay psoilus, you can't be metalful anything. So everything becomes mukze. So Taisvis did not want to say that. So Taisus is saying, no, it's not that way. It's pshat is, if you have psoilus meruba al oichel, so the pesach does not become bottle to the yoichel. It's not the way the chazanish is mavach. It's not called tikkun yoichel. If it's not called tikkun yoichel, that's called tiltol mukze. Tiltol mukze. So memeile, you're not allowed to do it. So then you metal to the yoichel. So the Gemara asked the kasha. Here we have oichel meruba al apsoilus. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, even the boil a mishkel. If he would want to go and get to the wine, loy mishtakele, he can't get to the wine. Loy mishtakele yayin ad shokele lieven till he takes off the heaven. Kepsoilus meruba lo oichel domi. The kivin shen yochel klali tel minayayin b'loy netilas ha'evin. He can't get to the wine without taking off the stone. Leichoshiv kibbotel agabi oichel. Kivin shen yochel eini nikar klal v'eini yochel itol mimenuk she'evin al piyachovi. So Tosfos says, amoyre dikalomde. That's what it's called, tikkun oichel. If you have the oichel in front of you, and you have problems, you have a tarubis of psoilis there, so there, pshat. You see what I'm doing? I'm being misakin doichel. The tikkun oichel is coming the tiltol mukze. Now that's not called Hashem tiltol mukze. That is Hashem. That is Hashem tikkun oichel. But if you can't get to the oichel is not niki. You just have in front of you a stone, and you can't get to the oichel without taking away the stone. So this pool is called tiltol mukze. After you pick up the stone, you'll see oichel. But Kozman, the stone is on the chavis, you don't have any oichel there. It's ain't a nickel claw, but a yoichel little man, so this does not have a shame tikkun oichel, this has a shame tiltol mukze. That is the Gemara's teretz, that's the way the Chazanish had pshat. Baruch Hashem and the Tosfos, and Homer Ashtikul Mahalach. The Tosfos weiter, Vahadi Mukilo besoif perekame de beye, ki goyim de nofesh betilche vezuta b'shiyure, ha'oichol koi v'lo yapsoilis. Perish Rashi koi yapsoilis v'lo ya'oichol. Now, we have to know what Rashi, what Tosfos is saying over here, and why Tosfos is saying it. In order to understand what Tosfos is saying, let me just tell you over a Gemara in Be'er. Avshim Gamliel is going on Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that a person, that Beis Hillel says, Beir Kedarka. That a person is Beir Kedarka, that means he takes the Psalus and leaves over the Eichel. Amar Abshimim Gamliel, Babedvarim Amurim, when do you say this? Sha'oichel Merubal Psalus. This is the Lashon of Abshimim Gamliel. Sha'oichel Merubal Psalus, then you take the Psalus. Avol psoilus meruba lo oichel, divrei hakel boire oichel. Here Beis Hillel is also moide that you take the oichel. Take the oichel, psoilus meruba lo oichel. So let's go the way the Chazanish explains pshat. So, not called tikkun oichel. It is not called tikkun oichel. So then you have to go and take the oichel. Frag the Gemara, pshite. Yeah, it's Poshit. How could you understand Beis Hillel differently? We have to understand that there's a machlokes, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakhama. That means Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that Beirik Kedarkei. Beis Hillel and the Mishnah did not differentiate them. So they always take out the Psalus. Frag the Gemara Pshite. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about kegoyim de nofesh betilche vezuta b'shiyure ha'oichel koi v'loy apsoilus. This is speaking about the oichel and not on the psoilus. That's how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. So what does this mean? So it means as follows. It means that the oichel is nafish betirche, That means the oichel is a thin substance. It is very difficult to be mafrid the oichel from the psoilus. The psoilus is a thicker substance. So that means there's a greater tirche to be, mafrid the oichel from the psoilus than to take the psoilus from the oichel. So I would think, in order to avoid this tirche, one is permitted to take the psoilus from the oichel. Also by Rikidaka. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us no. That even though there is a tirche involved, you still take the oichel from the psoilus. Zot Rabbi Kivega, so what steht doch da in this halacha of Shimon Gamliel? In this halacha of Shimon Gamliel it says that even though there's a tirch involved, you are matriach yourself and you don't take the psoilus because the psoilus is mukhtze, takol tikkanoi. So he says, so Zot Rabbi Kivega, so what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that yisot, what Rabbi Kivega had mentioned, that tiltol mukhtze is permissible b'mokem oichel nefesh, tiltol mukhtz is permissible b'mokem oichel nefesh if you don't have any other alternative. Well, you mentioned before, he has a tano that's full of eifel, he wants to make pashtidis, he's permitted to be goyref the eifel, which is mukhtz, in order to make the pashtidis, because he doesn't have an alternative. But if he has any alternative whatsoever, then there's no heter of tiltol mukhtz. So the Sefer of Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us, that what? It is telling us that since it is Muktzeh, since you have Rav Psoilus, so it is Muktzeh, and there is a Oifen, how to have your Oichel Nefesh, even though this having the Oichel Nefesh involves Tirche Merubeh, Afal Pikein, if there is any oifen whatsoever, you there's no heter of tiltol mukhtze if you could have oichel nefesh without tiltol mukhtze. That is the chiddush of the sefer. So let us go in the reisha. The reisha is speaking about when you have oichel merube. So why by oichel merube are you boire the psoilus? L'chayre, why do you have there a heter of being boira the psoilus? Fakat, I have an eitzah to avoid total mukhtze by being boira the oichel. Aye, it's oichel merube, it involves a tirche, but in the sefer it says that even though it involves a tirche, afal pikein, it is not permissible to be metaltal mukhtze, even though if the alternative is tirche. So b'zayin the reishe, when there is oichel merube, so why are you then permitted to be metalto the mukze? So al kolchach is oiskishpar to yisod of bitul. That if you have oichel merube, then I say the miyip psoilus becomes bottle to the oichel. The miyip psoilus becomes ois mukze. Or the way the Chazaynish put it, it gets a shem tikkun oichel if you have roiv oichel. So this is why Tosfos brought down the sefer. That means Rabbi Kivega wants the sefer shot in Tosfos as follows. Agimoret esta kashe, we find that Beis Hillel holds that one is permitted to take the psoilus from the oichel. What's with tiltol mukhtze? So tiltol mukhtze, you see, it's good. So the Gemara says, let's be permitted to take the Evan off the Chavis. So the Kivega says, can't show you a ben, someone could say, Shei Mishimayim, Atzushtel. That Mishnah is speaking about Yontif. By Yontif, there's a heter of Oichol Nefesh for tiltol mukhtze. So therefore, you take away the Psoilis, and because Oichol Nefesh is mutter tiltol mukhtze. Ma'ashayin ken, our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbat, so fakem, by Shabbat, just like the Meloch is on Mutal Tzeir Eichel Nefesh, so Tiltal Mukhtz is also not Mutal Tzeir Eichel Nefesh. So Tosfos says, you can't say that pshat. Because if you would say that oichel nefesh is mutter, for oichel nefesh mutter tulta mukze, so why in the sefer are you not permitted to take away the mukze? Because if you have another alternative, even though the alternative involves tirche, you're not permitted to be metaltal mukze if you can have your oichel nefesh without tilta mukze. Why are you then permitted to take away the mukze? You also have another alternative. Is a raya, because in the reisha, the mukze becomes bottle to the oichel, since you have roi voichel. So there's no mukze. If there's no mukze, like the gemara meira de kikashe. So by us, it also should be considered there's no mukze. Let the psailas, let the heaven be bottle to the chavis, and the memela should be permitted to take off the heaven. The gemara answers no. That the case of our Mishnah is kipsailas mirubal oichel.